live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. Listening to the replay of the St. Joe Festival Committee and their big weekend this weekend. And get a chance to make sure you go out there, Mr. Feely.
You betcha.
Maybe swing in there Friday night. We come back from Parkway, put a little beanbag.
A little cornhole, why not?
Is a cornhole or beanbag? Same thing?
No. They're doing cornhole Friday, beanbag on Sunday.
What's the difference?
Beanbag is the board that stands upright and you have to throw it through the hole. The cornhole has the board that lays sort of flat and you get points if it stays on the board.
No.
Yeah. Or goes in the hole, yeah.
All right. Did you know that?
Nope.
You've never played cornhole or watched anybody play cornhole?
Cornhole, no. That's one flat, right?
You throw. Yeah. So if they land on the board, you can get some points.
Yeah.
But the
beanbag, same thing.
No, beanbag stands up. It's white with a circle about twice as big as a cornhole hole.
So there's no.
Spencey, I think you're on drugs.
No. I've
when they say beanbag, they mean cornhole.
No, it's completely different. Well, it's not completely different. You use basically the same bags, but the cornhole or the beanbag board stands almost straight up, so they can't land on there.
So you don't get no points for landing on
that,
baby.
It only counts if it goes through the hole.
Huh.
I haven't seen them play it for a while, but they used to play it out there all the time. That's the biggest thing going at St. Joe for a long time.
Neil. We're losing listeners listening to this crazy stuff.
Okay. So somebody coming, calling and confirm Bob or confirm me.
Cornhole and beanbag, same thing. 419-516-07. Uh-oh.
Ding!
0702.
Here we go.
Is what he was trying to say.
It'll be Calvi saying, it's an LLC corporate.
Yeah. I can't remember what he said, but I'm sure he was right last week.
That was Jeff Stogler. He is now in Orlando. He left Miami. Mm. He got to Orlando. He's trying to get to Atlanta.
Ooh. Good. Go,
get the hell out of there, buddy.
Get out of there.
Go, yeah. Jeffy, go.
Get the heck north.
That's a wicked thing.
It is kind of ugly.
North, and you can probably, once you get out of Florida, you might be able to start heading west and get a little farther away from it, too. Although it could come up the west side of Florida, but right now it's looking like it's going to go.
It took a little
east.
Bit turn toward the north there, so they thinking it might.
Yeah, it might stay east.
It's a nasty one.
It is a big old bag.
Hermy.
185 mile an hour winds.
That ain't minor.
Yeah. We had 60 here. So that's three times as high as I think we've ever had here.
Those are high winds. High winds.
Yes, 60 was.
That's great.
We've had higher than 60 mile an hour winds in Fort Recovery.
I don't remember any, but. We had somewhere in the 60s that blew part of the roof off the school.
That peeled was high it a little bit.
That was high wind.
High winds.
That was the Ram Charger. He ain't been up yet this year.
No, he ain't.
He about due.
He is about due, ain't he?
Maybe you ought to invite him.
Yeah, if he's listening, stop up, Ram.
Come on up, Ram.
He likes music night.
Yeah, he likes to sing with us.
He does like
tonight
to sing.
Tonight could be the night.
You never know.
Up, Ram.
We got a great show for you tonight, folks. We are going to talk Indian football, and we're going to discuss the Valley View game and a tough loss for our Indians, and a game that if you ask anybody on that sideline or anybody's at that game, we could have very easily won, Mr. Feely.
Oh, I think so, too. We had a few mistakes here and there in the first half, and if we'd have cleaned that up.
That's right. You know, Indians go down to a heartbreaker, 24-21. Heartbreaker, but we battled, you know.
We did battle.
Yep. I don't know. Yep. I left there, you know, we was talking coming home. How do you feel? You know, I thought maybe we'd get thumped. I didn't know.
I wasn't sure either.
But as that game moved on.
They're a perennial powerhouse, right?
I mean, they're good.
They're good in every year.
Yeah.
But we took it right to them.
Yeah.
Right out of the gates. Will ran it right down their throats and got to the 3-yard line and fumble.
Oh, that's a killer fumble.
Well, that's going to happen the whole time, the whole year, and happened some last year where they're just going to be grabbing at that ball.
Yeah.
Somebody will stand him up or slow him down, and everybody else will be trying to strip it. And if you get six guys trying to strip it, it's going to actually work every once in a while.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you do about that. But.
Well, it was kind of a weird game because – we took that opening drive and we ran it down, converted some third downs, and just a very impressive, methodical drive. Ran the play clock down to 5 seconds every time, and we just wanted to keep the ball out of their hands. We knew that they had weapons.
They got some weapons. They got a really good quarterback.
Yes.
And their stud running back got taken out early.
Yeah.
We took him out kind of early there.
Now, I didn't know this, but he only carried a ball about four times. Is that right, or did he? I heard four, and then I heard one.
I believe he was in for four or five or six plays.
Yeah.
Well, they were... They had one of them offenses where you never know who had the ball. They in and out, in and out. But he ran down the sidelines, broke one, and I think Butchie Shane caught him from behind and might have
hurt his ankle a little bit again.
His ankle a little bit or something.
Yeah.
Took him out the rest of the game.
If me and you had been on defense, the score would have been 108-0 because we never knew where the ball was.
I have no idea who had the ball. Tackle him! Oh, he ain't got the ball.
Well, if you're right on the field, you have a little better chance of knowing. But, yeah,
we're staying right now.
I get fooled. Every time any quarterback does a fake, I fall for it.
Yeah.
So I'm always...
That quarterback was pretty good.
He was very good.
Yeah.
And,
I like that guy.
It was kind of weird. We get stopped on down or fumble the ball.
Fumble the ball.
We play great defense.
Hold them.
Get the ball right back.
Drive it right back down the field again.
We're at the 11-yard line on a first and 10
goal
at
the nine.
Is that what it was?
I think it was first and goal from the nine.
And we threw an interception on the game. Or Cade just made a bad decision.
And rolled out and made a bad decision there. There we are. Two drives inside the 10-yard line twice against this powerhouse team that, what the heck?
Yeah.
Starting to think, wait a minute, we're as good as these guys are.
Right. And then they get the ball and they run it down and they kick a field goal.
Yep.
Down 3-0. And then we had a little bit of trouble moving the ball there for a couple series.
They were kind of figuring it out a little bit. I think they were really keying on Will and we were having a hard time moving it.
Yeah. Then they score another touchdown on the quarterback keeper. Didn't he score, make it 10-0?
Yeah. 10-0.
Yep. And then the Indians, at the end of the second quarter, put together a great drive, and it capped off with Will Holman's 50-yard touchdown run.
Yep.
Unbelievable effort.
Great effort by the kid. He is just some kind of football player. Fun to watch. Boy, he runs low to the ground, and he runs hard, and, man, that first guy never gets him down.
The arm tackles he broke through on that and ran right at us, so we're standing there.
Those are awesome, right in the corner.
But we had a great view of that, and that was about as impressive a run as that little guy's had.
Yep. Got the kick blocked.
Yep.
So go into the locker room, down 10-6. Pretty happy, I think.
Absolutely happy.
No, and we just made some mistakes. We're definitely in the lead.
Yeah.
Could have been, should have been in the lead.
Yeah, we could have barely been up 14-10.5.
14-10.5, it was very, very.
I agree. Chance. So it's 14-10 feed. We're taking a halftime break, and we're going to take a commercial break. Ready for a commercial, Spencer? Wayne Street and Market is the presenter of Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and we really appreciate them sponsoring us. So let's take a break. We'll be right back. Bubba and Fee Show right after this.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Come join the Cooper Farms team. We are currently seeking individuals for first and third shift turkey and hog loading, as well as first shift egg packaging. Cooper Farms offers a competitive wage and outstanding benefits package. Want to be a part of the Cooper team? Apply online at cooperfarms.com/join our team or in person at 2351 Wabash Road, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cooper Farms, more than
Marco.
A workplace.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Polo.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco?
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked
daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by a large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Pre-sale tickets for Friday's football game at Parkway will be sold today from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. Tomorrow's pre-sale tickets will be sold in the middle school office from 7:45 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. and in the high school office from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. Student pre-sale tickets are $4, and adult pre-sale tickets are $6. All tickets at the gate will be $7.
6 foot four, 273. Great tune.
It is a good team.
Yeah, who did this?
I think maybe the Who.
I think he did.
That wasn't the question.
The best rendition of this was at Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good at Super Bowl.
Yep.
Because when they said the Who was the, I was like, them guys ain't gonna.
They're bad. They're old. Hey, they don't give up on them. They're good.
Speaking of old, you went and seen Bob Seger, and
he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. 72 years old.
No, he ain't.
72.
He's 72.
Is
72.
He really?
And I got a classic stat for you.
Okay.
So we're at the concert, and Bobby Leverett took his dad, Buzzer, 70th birthday. So I went up and talked to him. I said, "You like Bob Seger?" "Yep." Seen him in concert in 1969 at the Hair Arena 48 years ago. I said, "That is awesome."
That is good.
And he looked great. He was on stage jumping around. He sounded really good.
I seen him in concert on that AX TV or whatever it is.
Yep.
And they broke down in a lot of instrumental. But Seger, he can still play.
He can still sing a little bit, yeah. He's pretty good.
Who else was there?
Grand Funk.
How were they?
They were good.
Were they?
Yeah. I sing one you always sing.
Yeah.
Do they have kind of the same people, and I can't remember any of their names, but used to know
there's
them.
There's a couple of them there that were still original.
Grand Funk Railroad.
Grand Funk Railroad.
Okay, so out there listening tonight, we got a little, before we get back to the second half of the Indian Valley View game, we're going to have a little contest here where you can win a $25 merchant gift certificate or possibly a $50 merchant gift certificate.
Ooh. How do I get to win that?
Here's how you do it.
How are we going to do it?
You text 419-852-9201 or
419-852-3599.
And you give us your prediction of the Browns record this year and the Bengals record this year.
Yes.
And if you get both of them correct.
$25 apiece.
$25 each.
Yes.
Okay. So can two different people win this?
And then they go in a hat. Because there's going to be a lot of people with the same records.
Yep.
But if you'd happen to get both the Browns record and the Bengals record correct, you win a $50 merchant gift certificate. 419-852-9201. Text it in your predictions.
Text it in.
What are you thinking? What's this? I mean, you'll go first.
We'll go first.
Now, do they have to do it tonight or just before the season starts?
No, tonight. Okay. It is tonight. Season starts Sunday.
Season's tomorrow.
Right, but
tomorrow.
It's got to be online.
Tomorrow or the next day.
Harold Feeley's prediction on the Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns will win 5 games this year.
So you got us 5-11.
Yes.
And the Bengals?
I have the Bengals winning 7 games this year.
You're going to make a lot of Bengal fans mad right now. All right.
Make them madder when he wins.
I have the Cleveland Browns at 4-12. And the Cincinnati Bengals at 10-6.
Ooh, big year for the Bengals.
Yeah,
you seen their offensive line?
Yeah, well, I see they got plenty of weapons.
Red Rifle's gonna be running, but they do got some good weapons.
Yeah,
I'm banking on that running back for my fantasy team.
Mixon. I think he might be good.
I think he might be too. If he ain't, I'll come in last again in our fantasy football.
So if you want to text us your prediction of Browns and Bengals record, we'll write them down. And
yep, we'll keep track.
Storm here in Neil's safety deposit box. What's the combination of that, Neil?
628-433-Z-R-4-8-5-6-2-1. No, wait, the third one is a 4.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. If you wrote that down, the third one's a 4.
Okay, perfect.
There we go.
I like to do that to people when it's one of those scammers and trying to get your information. I just start stringing off numbers, yeah. And then I'll do that and then say, "Can you read that back to me?"
That ain't bad.
Click.
Uh-oh. I got my first.
Got some prediction?
Yeah, here's the first one. Todd Homan, Browns 6-10, Bengals 10-6.
Ooh.
It's easy to remember.
Browns can't win 6 games.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
Doggy Wendell texts in and says, "Hey, boys, don't forget. The Athletic Boosters are selling the ball drop tickets."
Oh, they are.
Yes.
Somebody asked me about that the other day.
Can Fort Recovery help promote this? Absolutely. Yeah, you get us something, 1,000 of them at $20 a piece.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Now, I hadn't seen it at the first game, hadn't heard
of
it anywhere.
Chance to win $10,000, so.
I decided they weren't doing it.
That's good. Perfect.
I got Darren Sheffer, Bobby. Browns 4-12.
He's a Steeler fan.
Bengals 8-8.
8-8.
He didn't throw Steelers in there.
I got Nick Werkamp, 6-10 for the Browns. 7-9 Bengals. 6-10 Browns? 7-9 Bengals. And
D Chef has 4-12 Browns. Bengals 8-8.
I bet he's got Steelers like 13-3.
He didn't put her in.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So, Fee, we come out of halftime. We're down 10-6.
Yes.
Valley View gets the ball. We're saying huge possession here. We got to get a stop.
Got to get a stop right away. We didn't get a stop.
No, they just ran it right down our throat.
Yeah. I think, the first half, I think the quarterback, he was taking some risks and throwing the ball a lot, I thought. And in the second half, it was like they went in there, talked about it, and said, you know what, let's just try running the ball, see what happens. And they ran it on every play and got 5 yards.
That was the killer.
It
was 2nd and 5 every time.
Every time.
Yeah.
They never had a hard third down.
But to their credit, they were good.
Oh, they're good. There's no doubt they're good. They're going to win. They're going to win 9 games, probably.
Yeah.
Plus a few tournament games.
There is a chance that the teams that we have played this year, Sidney Lehman and Valley View, run the table.
Very possible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
very possible.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that they're the greatest teams, but with their record.
And who they play.
Yep.
Lehman had their toughest game last week against Miami East and won.
And ended up winning.
Yeah, so.
So.
And I think Block was telling me Saturday, they only have, I think Franklin, he said, is they're going to be their toughest game left. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Boy, it'd be nice. We could have snuck one out.
Yes, that would have been,
big. Right?
Monstrous. Beyond words, monstrous.
Would have been big.
For the whole league.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I say rotten peanut, folks, and we're going to take a fee talk.
Oh, my God. Him. We lost him. He's turning around. Bad peanut will get you every
peanut went down
time.
Sideways.
Woo!
Them are bad.
Ain't that amazing how rotten some of them can taste?
Oh, yeah.
Wonder why that is.
I think
you could die.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Think maybe?
No, probably not, but you
probably
could.
Not.
You feel like you could.
Yeah.
That's a bad
taste. Like drinking that colonoscopy drink. It tastes about the same.
Ooh, that's bad, too.
Horrible.
Man.
I'm out on that.
Are you done?
Yep.
So Valley View punches it in the end zone, and the Indians are down 17-6.
Mm-hmm.
We get the ball back. They stop us again, and then they score again.
And they score again.
And it's 24-6.
Yes.
We're saying, and the long drives.
Yeah, it took a lot of time.
And we're sitting there saying, we got to watch it. We got to score this series. If we don't score this series, we're right. Hitting the road.
Yeah, we're heading out.
And guess what?
Big Will says, don't leave yet, boys.
Here we go.
Will says, I'm going to run one in.
Yeah, it was what was it?
About 20 yarder, wasn't it?
Was it 20 15, yards?
15 yard, maybe. Something like that.
Made the score.
We 21-13 point conversion.
Yeah, that's right. Will got the 2 points.
Will got that too. And it was 24-14.
Correct.
Down 10. Down 10.
And then we hold them.
Hold them again.
They miss a field goal.
Yep.
They stop us right away. We didn't get nothing going. This was our first drive of the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And then they get the ball back, and then they miss another field goal.
Yep. Took up a lot of time, too.
It did. It
seemed like they were eating time up pretty good.
And then,
well, every play was a run play. I think they had one pass in the second half.
They just ran it wide.
I believe I remember Hobbs saying.
And then we go down and punch it in.
Yep.
With a minute left?
About a minute to go.
Yeah.
Kick the extra point.
Yep. Made it 24-21. Onside's kick.
Onside's kick. No good.
No good. No, Valley View wins at 24-21. Looking at the numbers for the game, if I have my glasses here. I got them right here, Fee.
Find them?
Yep.
It.
Indians had 16 first downs. Valley View had 18. Indians carried the ball 33 times for 170 yards. Valley View 45 times for 325 yards.
Whew.
Total yards for the game was Valley View 367, Fort Recovery 293. Cade Wendell threw for 145, 10 for 23. Picked off three times. One of them was a deflected ball, but...
Yep.
Indians had two penalties for 15 yards so far. Knock on wood, you ask Coach Niekamp. Penalties, he'd say I'm pretty happy with.
I think pretty happy, yep.
Yeah, and that was basically the story. Indians fall to Valley View, 24-21, and a game that, well, like we said, Fee, we sure have been nice to win, but I think we got better.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know, we had some injuries. We had some guys sick.
Yeah. Keith's boy was sick, right?
Keister had the flu. We had the Sheraton boy bruised ribs, but he's okay. He's going to be okay. I don't know if he's going to go this week or not.
Yeah.
I think
it might be a good game to rest him, or at least be a...
Don't take Parkway lightly, Spence.
Or at least have him ready to go, but not start him.
We're going to need him.
There is no tomorrow.
There is no easy game for us.
No.
Nope.
Unfortunately. They have some athletes.
Yes. Yeah.
They have the Hawk kid around who is a man. He's a man child. And then they have a wide receiver who's tougher than hell, and I can't think of his name. Caden May, that's
fast.
Right.
He's fast.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember when we were doing the MAC track meet a year and a half ago.
Yep.
He and Robbie were the guys to watch. And
Robbie, did he dress this week? He didn't dress.
I don't think so.
He played a couple of plays.
Robbie Lefevre did.
Mm. Greg didn't think he would because he'd had the flu and I think there was maybe an injury or something, but. He had puked a couple of times.
Yeah, so.
Going around.
Yep. That's going around, that's right.
Hey, update. Darian Sheffer, Steelers 16-0.
I will kill Darian Sheffer right now.
D-Chef fired up about the Steelers.
So who do they play the first?
Browns.
The Cleveland Browns.
Okay, they'll probably win the first one game. But
where's it at?
At Cleveland.
That's what I thought. I hope Myles Garrett. Of course, he might not play, but.
He might have broke his leg.
Knocked Ben Roethlisberger about. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, Browns are in for an interesting year.
It is. I agree with you. We're going to talk Browns here tonight. We're going to talk Bengals. We're going to talk Browns. We're going to talk the Buckeyes.
Yep.
We're going to talk Indian JV football now, as the Indians JV football team had a very impressive win Saturday morning with Valley View. And man, I left there thinking, our program is in nice shape.
Got some nice young players.
Oh, Jesus. I couldn't believe how good.
Great young players.
Smith's kid, a quarterback, is just, he's just a...
Pretty
he just
good.
Gets it. He just gets it, you know? He doesn't...
Yeah.
He's got a good arm.
But just his demeanor back there. He doesn't panic. He looks for... You know, he's just a quarterback. He is a quarterback. And I like the fact that we don't have to put him in there now.
Yeah.
We can let him develop and get some confidence.
Yep.
I think the Martin kid at wide receiver is going to be a flat-out stud.
He's going to be a good player.
Yeah.
I think somebody's been throwing to him.
And he's fast as can be, too.
Yeah, a lot.
And he yeah.
And he's Brother Caleb might have helped him out a little bit.
Yeah, my understanding from talking to him and some other people is he's a really good baseball player, but he's going to do track.
Really? Who's Martin?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Because he is so good at the track stuff that I think
that's enough of that.
And that can also help his...
Quit talking gibberish.
That can also help his football, is what I've heard from several people. So, but it'd be nice if you can do a couple of things. And it's not impossible. You can't do it all the time with both of them.
Hey, I got this text. This is a good text.
What you got?
According to Yahoo, most nuts have natural oils, and when the oil goes rancid, you get the nasty taste of a peanut.
Oh, yep.
Nice.
Except that peanuts aren't nuts. They're a legume. They're not a tree nut.
Legume.
They're grown in the ground. You dig them up. So,
what?
But there is peanut oil. Definitely peanut oil, so that's probably a valid thing, even though it's technically not a nut. Peanuts aren't nuts.
It's like, we still haven't heard anybody talk yet about the cornhole and the beanbag.
Yeah.
Please, somebody answer that this cornhole and beanbag is the same game.
It's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
At St. Joe, it is this weekend.
No, because they're having a beanbag tournament on Sunday afternoon and a cornhole tournament on Friday night. At least in the old days, the cornhole tournament was usually ladies.
Can you pick your partner?
Yes. In fact, that's how they would prefer it. But if you go out there by yourself, they'll find somebody.
What's the entry fee?
I think he said $10 or $10. Something.
Will Fort Recovery Radio sponsor me in fee?
Sure.
We're a loaded team.
Yeah.
Or we will be.
Yeah.
Half of us will be.
Yeah, one of them won't be loaded.
Yeah. Are you sponsoring a team or not?
I wasn't, but I will.
You should sponsor.
I'll sponsor you.
I mean, Neil, you got to get your name out. Huh?
It's big PR out there.
Yeah. That's big PR.
Okay.
I went out there 15 years ago, and they always used to, Saturday night was a big horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't throw a horseshoe to save my butt.
Right.
And that was you pick partners?
Weldon Van Skyhawk.
I got the greatest player of all time.
Who'd you get?
I don't know who he was. I just felt terrible. I felt terrible.
This guy was good?
Yeah. He would ring her. I'd throw it sideways. ring her.
Pitch shoes out there?
I think so. I think they do.
They got the pits and the whole nine yards?
Yeah, that used to be big.
Oh, yeah.
That Saturday night after the church. That was a no-doubter. You go over there and sign up.
That's a pretty good horseshoe pitcher.
Oh, it's bad.
I mean, I could spin it.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, but I was a flipper.
That's what you're supposed to do, flipper, Neil, ain't you?
I have no idea.
Are you looking it up? You're looking up beanbag, ain't you? I can tell. I can tell the mouse is spinning.
Yep.
I can tell. So Indians win the JV game 19-14, I think, at the final. They improved to 2-0. They just got a lot of good young kids. They hit hard. They
get after.
I love this Atchison kid at tailback.
He runs hard.
He is about 6 foot, maybe 108 pounds.
Yeah. And he's like a bowling ball.
Yeah.
He just goes through there 90 mile an hour. You gotta love him.
Yeah. He was impressive. I was surprised. That's Rodney's boy.
Yep, Rodney's boy.
Rodney Atchison. How do these kids, Mike Atchison?
Stud.
Hey, they married great ladies.
No.
Yeah, well, I think they did.
I'm not saying they didn't marry great women, but how are their boys? They got athletes.
They're athletes. Yep. They are studs.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable to me.
It's awesome.
It is. I guess, you know what, when you wasn't in sports, I mean, I bet if Mike Atchison played football back then, he'd probably been a good football player.
Ooh, that's exactly right. When you never had a chance.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I'd have been all-star.
All-state.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that.
Wide receiver?
Yes.
Or running back.
I got a good one.
That one's one that was hard to pass up, but I did pass up a good line there.
You were always a running back for the Bengals when we played.
Yeah.
It was. No, I can't think of his name.
Booby Clark?
No. He used to dance. Icky Woods.
The Icky Shuffle.
I
hated the Bengals, but Pork says I love them. Because I take them in my fantasy draft.
You draw
them
in a fantasy draft. Which
I take A.J. Green. That's it.
Yeah.
Pork's an idiot. So the Indians JV's improved to 2-0. And in the week coming up, Fee, we're going to Parkway.
Ooh, big.
And it's a huge game Friday night going up there. And I love going to Parkway.
That's a great place to watch a game.
But I'm telling you, this is their Super Bowl.
Yeah, they don't want to beat us.
Oh, do they want to beat us?
Bad. we just need to go up there and take care of business. Let Will run for about 260, and
I'm sure they think they have a chance at us.
Absolutely, they think they got a chance at us. But,
and I think they have a chance at us.
My sources
tell me. I don't
think
it's a good chance, but.
Mm-hmm. My sources tell me we can dominate the line of scrimmage. That's what I hear.
That's big.
Yeah.
Because where's the game won, Bobby?
In the trenches, Big Fee.
Trenches. We got to get to trenches.
In the trenches, Spencey.
Yep. Yes. I don't know anything about their line. I know ours is pretty good.
Better?
I think so, too.
They've played extremely well in spots and not as well in others, yeah. But haven't played bad yet, so.
What do you think of Valley View's facilities?
There's 100 steps going up to the press box, and I went up there 5 times.
Ooh.
It's not quite 100, but I bet it's 50.
Well, they worked you out.
Yeah.
Why did you go up there 5 times?
Well, I had to go up there to put stuff up there. Had to go back down.
P.
I had to go to P.
Yeah.
And then I had to go back up. I went up at halftime. Then I went up one time in between for something, and I went up at the end.
That's a good workout.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I practically died.
Did you?
But thanks for encouraging me to kill myself. Call it exercise.
I like the facility.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
No, nowhere.
Yeah, it's the damnest thing I've ever seen.
Hilly. It's hilly down there.
Yes.
It is hilly.
That country.
I didn't mind going there, though. That wasn't a bad drive. We went to the bar beforehand, laugh.
Great bar.
Sweet bar.
Yeah.
Didn't have time to eat. Got a little late. Todd home and screwed
that
all up.
Was that in Germantown?
Yes. The one we went to was in Germantown.
Yeah. And it was nice. It was packed and a lot of football fans in there.
A bunch of state pictures up.
Yep.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool bar.
A lot of Fort Kerry people in there. It's a good atmosphere.
Yep.
A game that I thought would be played in just absolutely crappy weather was actually turned out to be pretty nice.
Wasn't bad.
Yeah, they were talking about 30-mile-an-hour winds and might have been 5 or 6 miles an hour.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Talking about pouring rain and we had drizzle sometimes, and sometimes it wasn't raining at all.
Yeah.
You know,
we found a great halftime spot.
Oh, my God. Right behind us was a press or a
ticket office.
Ticket booth.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody in it, and had a heater in it.
We got
an extension cord, plugged her in.
We plugged her in.
About 80 in there. Me and Fee snuggled up.
It's awesome.
Nobody knew he was in there.
Nobody knew we were gone.
Doc Carr found us.
Yeah, Doc came over and talked to us.
Yeah, he's the only one.
Spooning, were you?
Nothing new for us.
Pretty nice.
Okay.
Let's take a break. Come right back. Quarter 9 on Wednesday night. Don't forget to get your prediction in. Browns Bengals season record for a chance to win a $50 merchant gift certificate. Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
Was this summer a little rough on your car? Maybe it just needs some routine maintenance. Oil change, tires rotated, air conditioner charged. Call Hastings Auto at 375-4617 and let their skilled technicians take care of it. And if you're looking for a clean, low-mileage used vehicle, they're the best place in the area to look for a used car. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. And if they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. That's Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio this week. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to St. Henry to take on the always tough Redskins in an MAC volleyball matchup. This will be Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast with Steve Stone doing the play-by-play. On Friday, it's football at Parkway. As always, Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns will bring you the play-by-play with a pregame show starting at 7:15. Volleyball tomorrow at St. Henry. Football at Parkway on Friday. Get there to cheer on our Indians teams if you can. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Welcome back.
We're back.
Back.
Yep. Got some more predictions. Troy Homan says the Browns 9-7.
You go, Troy.
I love Troy Homan. Troy Homan.
I didn't realize he was brain damaged.
And the Bengals 6-10.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yakko goes Browns 5-11, Bengals 9-7.
9-7.
Keep them coming, but which chance to win a $50 merchant gift certificate? Okay, we have great merchants, too.
Yes.
You can spend that at, like,
anywhere.
You can put, like, on your car insurance?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's 75 different merchants.
Is the pet lady still in?
I think so.
You get your dogs you can get your dogs cleaned.
Dogs groomed?
Groomed. Can't you? With your money, if you win.
There you go.
Like, your dog, what's your dog's name, Buddy?
Buddy. Yep.
Who cleans your dog up?
Your neighbor.
Betson.
You don't throw her in the pool?
Yeah, he gets in there once in a while, too. When he slips.
Oh, him. Sorry, yeah, Buddy. That would make sense.
When he slips.
Not a her.
You could have a girl buddy.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Good. Buddy.
Yeah, good.
She's my buddy.
Fee always had girl buddies.
Okay.
Yeah, he did. He was always cool.
Mickey Chester.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Okay. wasn't who I was thinking. But
so we look at the MAC football fee.
Yes, sir.
And so far, this is what I got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's look at this. Marion Local 2-0.
Yep.
Now, nobody's... This week is...
This is a big one.
This is...
Coldwater.
Good. Marion good.
Yep.
Minster, good.
Yep.
2-0.
Yep.
St. Henry.
Good.
2-0. Anna.
Good.
2-0. New Bremen.
Not bad.
They're
not
better than they've been in a while.
They're better than they've been. That's right. About all you can say.
They've won their last game.
I would say yes. They're on their way to...
Parkway?
2-8.
They played Parkway. Double St. John's. Nobody knows.
Yeah, don't know
that's
about
true.
Them.
Yeah, the last 10 years, they'll be... right there 1 year, and then a little higher, and then the next year they can't win a game. You don't know what you're going to get there.
I'd say they'll be decent.
I would say they're going to be decent. Coldwater, 1-1. Coldwater's next three games.
Ooh, tough.
Marion Local.
Yep.
Fort Covey.
Yep.
St. Henry.
Yep.
They're not going to like that.
We're going to know a lot about Coldwater in 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yep.
We might know a lot about Coldwater this week.
I agree.
Yep.
That's a good point.
Good point.
Where's that game at?
Well, let me look here.
Yeah, I got them wrote down.
Coldwater, it looks like it's at Marion.
Is it at Marion?
Nope, at Coldwater.
Yeah, that's right.
My bad.
I got them wrote down, just didn't, you know.
Yep. Couldn't see it.
No.
Big game.
Yeah. Looking at this week's games, Fort Recovery Parkway.
Good one.
Indians win 37-21.
Perfect. I like it.
We're going to give up 21?
Yep.
Okay.
Coldwater Marion?
I like the Flyers.
I do too. I'm going to take Marion Local.
Be close.
Marion Local 24, Cavaliers 7.
Whoa.
Ooh. Butt kicking.
Yeah.
Butt kicking.
Fort Recovery wins 37-21. St. Henry Bremen, St. Henry 42-0.
Yep.
Versailles Anna.
Great game. Where's it at?
What does Versailles have?
They got Subway, Versailles Inn. They got a bowling alley.
Yeah, they do.
Platties.
The Inn at Versailles. Inn at Versailles, yeah. Platties.
Midmark. Great Midmark. Company. A lot of people for your work here.
Yeah. And I was there today.
What for?
Main Street Barbershop.
Dude,
what?
Matt Kanapke?
Matt Kanapke.
You don't go and get your hair cut.
Yeah.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Okay, sorry.
At Versailles. Friday night at Versailles.
I'll take Anna. 24, Versailles 14.
Ooh. You're liking the Rockets. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take Minster 21, Delphus 7.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'd say not knowing anything about Delphus, I'd say that's pretty good guess.
Predictions. Yep.
Those are my predictions for the week. What do you got?
I like you. I like you.
You like me?
Yep. I think Marion and Coldwater might be a little closer.
I don't know.
21-17.
21-17?
Yep.
Flyers?
Flyers.
What's 50-50 going to be?
Not as big as it has been, but it'll be big.
2,800.
Huh?
What was it last year?
13,000.
Or 13,000. I say, well, how much you won?
Yeah, that's right.
13,000, so we're about, they'll go, it'll push 10, I think.
Neil?
No, I think 5 or less this time.
Marion Coldwater, $5,000. Are you nuts? Are you stupid?
They've already got that sold.
Okay.
Presale. Presale 50-50.
I say it'd be...
It's not the hugest game in the state this year.
Why?
It's just because I don't think Coldwater's there. I don't think a lot of people think Coldwater's there.
That 50-50 would be over 10,000.
Okay. I hope you win again.
I got a 35-0 Troy Holman, 35-0 Flyers.
Troy.
Troy hates Coldwater.
Take this, Coldwater.
Wow.
Troy's mom's from Coldwater.
Yeah.
Troy, you better watch it. Yeah,
but his cousin's graduated from Coldwater. I think he still has a cousin playing over at Marion. So.
Room camp.
Yep. Ooh,
think
yep,
you're right.
Yep.
Yep. Think you're right. So that's our MAC preview.
MAC preview. Yeah. There'll be some good games this week.
There is. There's
interesting game.
There will be.
Parkway Us will be a great game.
Yep.
I think Anna.
I hope it's not a great game. I hope we blow them out. But that's you never know.
I do too.
Never know.
Parkway is my favorite place to watch a football game.
It is pretty good. It unless the Skeeters are out.
Yeah, unless the Mosquitoes
are out. But it's only going to be 50.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember the Skeeters that one a couple years ago?
There's been several years he just couldn't.
Oh, they're bad.
Oh, man.
Plus, Parkway, you can pee in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about it.
Oh, yeah. Walk around back.
Peeing in the pines.
Yeah, I mean, you little kids are around there, but just throw football the opposite direction.
Keep them out of the way.
Yeah, I don't like Parkway.
Well, hey, but if you only pee on one of them, the rest of them will stay away.
Definitely get them out.
When you get our age, that's big. Find out where the bathrooms are.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because
that's one of the first things we at Calps where we teach the drivers.
Mm-hmm. Where you stop and take a Duke.
Well, no, just every public place you go, nursing homes, any place like that, hospitals, you always know where the bathrooms
are.
Well, because most of the time you're gone. 10 hours, so you have to.
You need that, baby.
Even a young guy's going to have to go at least once.
Yeah, that's right. So now we turn our attention to the undefeated Fort Recovery Indian volleyball game.
Which volleyball.
Have an unbelievably huge game tomorrow night.
Yes. Yeah, big game.
Yes. And that game is where at, McNeil?
At St. Henry.
And it is going to be on Fort Recovery Radio, and you guys are going to announce this one.
Yeah, it'll be. Yep. Rob has a previous. Commitment for something. I'm not sure exactly what. Probably a Jay County volleyball.
Sure.
So it'll be Steve Stone doing the play-by-play, and I'll be sitting there with him saying, "Yep, that was great."
Yes.
I'll be the color guy.
You'll do good. Indians and St. Henry Fort Recovery comes in 5-0. Indians have yet to lose a game.
Yeah,
haven't lost a game. Not right. They obviously 6-0. Haven't lost a match.
Yep. Just came off the.
Or a set, I think.
A little triway up at St. Mary's.
Yeah, I think we beat St. Mary's and Pandora Gilboa. The games that I think we handled them pretty easy.
Sounded like it.
Indians are playing with great confidence. Chelsea, Coach Rogers, or Coach Colleague, has got the kids playing well.
Got them fired up.
That'll be a great atmosphere over there tomorrow. St. Henry gets a very good St. Henry.
Well, there you
Yep, I'm we sure got them. We got them here last year.
We got
year.
Them last year here, so I'm sure they're going to want.
And they're not happy about that.
But they got us in the
absolutely.
Tournament,
they got us up at Kalina.
Yeah, so
districts.
Hopefully, we can get them back here.
That's right. And of course, everybody knows the Vaughn girls, Vaughn triplets.
The triplets.
I think two of them are starting for the Sandry team. And I know Mikey Seifrin's got a daughter that's a really nice player.
Nice player,
But the Indians are coming in playing well, and I tell you, I think that's going to be a good one, and I figure I'm making the track over there tomorrow. I hope so. I got the Calcutta drawing, but I sure would like to get over to that. But if you can't make it.
FR Radio.
You damn right. With?
Stevie Stone.
And the volleyball man himself, Karch Spencer.
Karch Spencer.
I have seen volleyball games.
You'll do. So, you can do.
Yeah,
volleyball.
Yeah.
Dink.
Yeah.
You know what a dink is?
Dink, donk.
Yep.
Ding.
See?
He knows already. But Steve will be saying that stuff.
The best ever.
I'll just be saying, yep.
Was when King Bob announced UNOH. It was the greatest announcing of all time.
Was it really?
Bam! Pow! Pow!
Was he
really? Like a Batman show. He would just scream stuff when they do good.
And he was awesome. They shut him down then?
Yeah, they shut him down.
One-hit wonder?
Yeah. Was too loud.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah, well. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock, folks. Sports Talk with Bubba and Feed presented by Wayne Street Market. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk the Ohio State Buckeyes. Right after this, Bubba and Feed.
Main Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Main Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery,
American
Ohio.
Lanes will be open 7 days a week starting Monday, September 11th, with the start of the fall bowling leagues. Up until then, they'll be open on Thursdays at 4 o'clock and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11 a.m. Call them for all your favorite food at 375-4274. They have great sandwiches, wings, subs, and of course their pizza. And don't forget their Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, and wings. And every Friday, they'll have happy hour prices all day before and after the football games with $1.50 long necks and $2 domestic drafts. Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Come join the Cooper Farms team. We are currently seeking individuals for first and third shift turkey and hog loading, as well as first shift egg packaging. Cooper Farms offers a competitive wage and outstanding benefits package. Want to be a part of the Cooper team? Apply online at cooperfarms.com/join our team or in person at 2351 Wabash Road, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
To St. Joe, Ohio for their annual homecoming festival on September 8th, 9th, and 10th. With plenty of entertainment for the whole family, Josie's family and friends will have plenty to do. It all kicks off on Friday night with St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament beginning at 7:30. On Saturday night, bring your lawn chairs for outdoor mass at 4:30. Then stick around for some famous chili, the Ohio State-Oklahoma football game, and good tunes by RJ the DJ. Sunday is headlined by the Kitty Tractor Pools at 2 o'clock and a comedy act by Mike Himmelgarn at 6 o'clock. Bingo, gambling, kitty games, beanbag and horseshoe tournaments, good food and drinks, and so much more await. So join Josie on the vacation of a lifetime to the St. Joe Homecoming Festival on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish in Fort Recovery on September 8th, 9th, and 10th.
We're back here Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. Just got into volleyball a little bit. Now we're going to talk about the Buckeyes.
Hey, dude, I got some junior high and our freshman team. I forgot to bring that girls
let's
up.
Bring them in. Bring them in.
Our freshman girls volleyball team, who is under the direction of probably one of the best coaches ever.
Yes, I heard that.
Would have to be.
Upcoming.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Superstar.
Yeah, yeah.
My daughter.
Well, she's raised, right?
Thank you, Neil. Carly Stogler's freshman team, they beat Coldwater last night in two games. They beat St. Henry the week before in two games. It's kind of nice beating them girls. And Indians freshman team, really good.
Yeah, good team.
Yeah, they're 3-1. Who are
some of the girls on that? Do you remember? Right off the top of the...
Donnie Wendell's daughters.
Donnie Wendell's daughters.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Brenna Homan. Maggie Harding's got a daughter. It's going to be tremendous.
Yep.
There's a Clark girl. There's a Deuce girl.
Yeah.
I hate missing. I got to name them all because I miss them.
There's a couple of them that are moved up.
Right? Yeah, sorry, I put you on
Fort
the spot
Cam
there.
Girl, maybe.
Fort Cam girl and Kia Wendell, or what's that girl? Kiki?
Yeah.
We're missing a girl, though. Oh, Ashton Bechtel.
Yep.
She's tougher now.
Good.
Yeah, Boosie's got a daughter on there.
Boosie's got a daughter on there.
I think I named them all. I think there's seven of them. I think there's seven of them on there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they got a nice
playing
team.
Good.
Yeah, and then our junior high girls both got beat to St. Henry yesterday, and they both are 4-1.
Good start.
So, and then Cody said our football seventh graders tied.
Yeah, they tied last week against St. Henry, and the eighth grade got beat 30-something to 28, something like that.
And Digger texts in, says, I will let Neil borrow my shorts tomorrow for the gig, if you'd like to.
No.
Short shorts?
Huh? No.
I mean, a little free ball? Mm-hmm.
Wow. I didn't get to see. I was back here, so I didn't get to see the shorts. But
I guarantee he threw them away right after. He probably didn't make it home. They're laying in a ditch on 274.
He's driving home.
Yeah.
No bottom.
From your description, there couldn't have been more hanging out if he threw them away.
It was unbelievable.
On.
It was one of the weirdest shows we ever did. Well, Fief, Saturday night, 7:30, Buckeye season.
7:30.
Continues game.
It's a big game, one.
It is a big one. And the Oklahoma Sooners come to town, and they're banged up. I mean, I say they lost a couple players from last week's game. And the Buckeyes, I think I seen, were 12-point favorites.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we handled them at Oklahoma last year, but that quarterback they got's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm saying Mayfield, he can keep him in the game. But I would say, as a first game, I thought we didn't play too bad.
No,
it was kind of ugly first half. Yeah. But
are both teams pretty well healthy?
I think so. Buckeyes are. I know that.
I hadn't heard anything, but
yeah. The thing about Ohio State is that they don't lose many of them primetime games at home.
No,
fans are all drunk.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All day Saturday.
There.
Yeah.
They get there about 8 a.m.
It is the greatest atmosphere. Nothing better than a night game at the Shoe.
Ooh, that's big.
I mean, I think about, I can get goosebumps just thinking about that.
Ooh, it's big.
I love it.
There's a lot of partying going on there.
It's a huge game because, boys,
I might have been at the first night game at the Shoe. Isn't that when they played Notre Dame about 20 years ago or so?
Was that a night game?
They didn't have lights, and they brought big.
Yeah, they had generators in and
big lights.
I remember they put the lights. They got floodlights like in the mezzanine area.
I thought they played like a West Coast team, UCLA or
I don't know.
I know I was there when they played Notre Dame, but I don't know if that's the game that was a night game.
Maybe Washington.
I was at the first Ohio State Notre Dame game. We went to that.
Yeah, we went to that.
Yeah,
that was
a great time.
That was a great time.
Yeah. I parked in Dublin.
Biggest crowd I've ever
seen. Carried a cooler and a sleeping bag to Eric Kaiser's apartment.
You did. Where'd you park?
Dublin.
Felt like it?
Yeah. I was more than a mile away.
Was you really?
Yeah.
Anymore, like when I go to that stuff, I'd pay the
no
top
matter,
dollar.
Whatever they want. Well, $40 to park.
Well,
no
you matter. Couldn't get closer because it was just... I sat in traffic for 10 minutes and didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still over a mile away.
They got it better now. I mean, you can get around. Now, I think that Ohio State is under a lot of construction because I've seen where they've eliminated like 2,000 parking spots around campus because of buildings stuff like that. Stuff. And somebody said the traffic around there is
I'm not sure like that. Like when they had the... Heinegate and that kind of stuff down there, you know, they would the roads, you could just go drink out on the roads and it was open.
Yeah.
And it was, but they don't do that anymore.
I don't think so either.
They got you kind of boxed into places where they don't let you out.
You can park at the hospital, James.
Yeah.
I mean, even that is a walk. We parked that way before. I mean, you can.
Yeah. We always parked out in Woody Hayes.
Yeah.
That was way out there.
I ain't kidding. It is.
That's a walk.
It is a walk. Big P was the best.
We didn't do that anymore.
I was a lot farther away than that.
We used to park.
And that didn't exist.
Big P gave $50.
Yeah, back in 97.
Yeah. $50. Park.
We made $75 a week. He paid $50 to park.
Yeah. He was unbelievable.
We parked at Holiday Inn. I know we parked there.
We always parked at the varsity club. The places at the varsity club. He'd give somebody $50.
Here.
Park in our yard. I remember me and Mudboat went down, took the boys. Now, this was years ago because Brent and Johan and Todd were little crappers.
Yep.
And we went to, it was a Big Ten opener, and it wasn't against a very good team. And tickets were too high. We didn't have tickets.
Yep.
So we watched the game from a TV set outside one of the bars because the boys were too low to go in. It was terrible out. I mean, it was, and we. I was thinking, I was going to kill Mudboat for that. Then we get to our car and we're parked in.
Ooh.
And we sat there.
Ooh.
Hey, Carly said,
What do we do?
Ava Bupp, Kendra Dews, Ashlyn Bechtel, Kira Clark.
Sounds right.
How's it spelled?
K-R-Y-A.
Kria. I don't... K-R-Y-A, Kria?
Unless you spelled it wrong.
Whatever.
I don't know either.
I like it.
I do, too.
Sounds good.
First night game, Ohio State-Pittsburgh. Buckeyes won 10-7. Don Kemper?
Ohio State-Pittsburgh.
Yep. I 1985. I was not at that
1985.
One.
That's a long time ago.
That may have been Mark May.
That big dumb.
Jim Lachey. Lachey graduated in 81.
85. Yeah, he graduated in 81.
Yeah, that's probably
yeah, he's
right.
In there.
So.
Yep.
Yep, my grandee was.
Because the year before, or the year after, we beat them like at Pittsburgh like 52-0.
Ew.
I remember. We just absolutely destroyed him. Yeah, Mark May. Because he always, Ohio State fans always troll that. Digger knows the stuff, don't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, he don't. He looks it up.
He looks it up.
Well, or calls Carlton.
That's probably what he does.
Yeah.
For him.
Somebody does call Carlton. So the Buckeyes in Oklahoma Saturday at 7:30. ABC, I think's got it.
Yep. Game day's
there again.
Game day's there. That's awesome.
You ever been to a game day deal?
I have. Penn State.
Really?
When Kersenius was there.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get up there and party with a group? Could you?
I sat in the kids section.
No, I'm talking about the game day atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was up there close.
Was you?
Yep. There's people hanging in trees.
I've been to one game day.
Really?
Yep. There's the bus barn up here a couple of years ago. Bubba and Fee Sports Talk.
Yeah.
Live at the football yard.
We should do that again.
We should do that again.
Yeah.
We're going to do the ball drop. They got to get them. Why haven't they just now selling tickets?
When is it?
Yeah, somebody asked me about that yesterday, and I said, I don't think anybody's doing it
because
I hadn't heard anything. They didn't sell them at the first game.
What was what's the date? When are they going to do it?
Be the last
got it right
home
here.
Game, I'm
Our
sure.
Last game. I just got a picture of the ticket.
Our last home game?
October 27th. Oh, so we got,
oh, we got
6 weeks.
We got some time.
7 weeks.
But you got to sell 200 a week.
Who?
St. Henry game.
Yep, last game of the season. Last year, we tried to do the football drop live on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And
Kiera.
Oh.
And, all right.
And Bubba Schmitz was texting me, said, it would be about 3 minutes. So I was doing some stuff, looked up all the balls.
Now he dropped them?
whoever was in charge wasn't relaying the message too well to Bubba. So, but... They didn't have it up very high, and somebody said if there had been one of those...
Digger said he did the ball drop last week.
Quite a few times.
Yeah.
Somebody said if they'd had one of those water troughs, all the balls would have been full, too. Football helmet full.
Yeah, but we had the nice fire truck
winners.
Out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That is a nice fire truck.
Yeah. It's
good.
Beautiful fire truck.
That's nice.
Yeah. Hope I never have to use it in my house.
Yep.
No.
Well, they won't need that one at your house unless you go up about six more stories.
I might, too. I'm thinking about expanding.
Yeah. Maybe you'll get you a chicken house, and you might need it on your high-rise feed mill.
So if my house caught on fire, they wouldn't bring the big boy down?
They might, but probably not. They got the other ones that's for, but they might. Yeah, they wouldn't use the ladder, but... Well, they could if it was all in the attic and they wanted to squirt water down on it. They could do that.
No
chance of bringing it down.
No.
Well,
no.
They not get to the top of? Did it reach Buppy's house?
Oh, it'd get Buppy's house, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd go up 100 and something feet.
Didn't they take it to Buppy's house and measure it out or something?
I don't know.
No idea.
I was thinking they did.
I don't know.
Who's got the tallest house in Fort Cavery?
Well,
Bubby be there. And Jerry and Jeff.
Jeff's tall.
Yeah, that's a tall one.
It's kind of weird shape.
Yeah.
It's kind of sound like my head.
Pointy.
Pointy.
Shingles. I'm very sorry about that.
No, he's not.
Okay, I wish I was sorry. That was pretty stupid.
Oh, I'll tell you. Things we do here at Sports Talk.
NFL. NFL starts tomorrow.
Everybody tomorrow?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Kansas City, New England.
Oh, that'd be a great game.
Should be a good game.
Where's that?
New England.
No kidding.
Yep.
I got to fill out my fantasy line and make sure I don't have anybody playing.
Get her loaded up.
And also, they canceled the Tampa Bay and Miami game.
That was going to be played.
Oh, they canceled it?
Yeah.
Canceled. I heard they were going to move it, but
both
now
teams
they canceled
don't play the 11th week.
That's right.
Wow.
So they moved it to that.
They're just going
to
make it then.
Well, that's...
We both happen to have
that's
their,
a hell of a coincidence, isn't it? That's,
yeah.
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah, it worked out pretty good.
Who played? Is this Grand Funk?
Yeah. Did they play this one?
Yes, they did. American Band.
Some Kind of Wonderful. Was that their closer?
Nope. It's the middle of it, and he gets done with it, and he goes, ain't that a great song?
Is that right?
Yeah, and everybody's like, there was some classic people there.
Is that right?
A lot of 60-year-old groupies.
How cool is that?
It's awesome. That's a lot of fun.
Did you guys spend the night to come home?
Yeah, we came home.
Ain't that far to drive.
No, easy drive, too.
Yeah, hour and a half?
Yep. My wife makes it. She's in charge of the driving.
Is she in charge?
Yeah, she did good.
Right, was you hammered?
Yeah.
Was you?
Yeah.
You long seat or regular seat?
Long seat. You staying the whole time, anyhow.
What's it cost to go to a concert? $50?
$25.
Seriously? Yeah.
Some of them are a lot. Depends on who it is, but there's some of them are a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
And like the Phrase Pavilion. Were you at the Rose? Is that where that was?
Or? No, I was at the Eclipse.
Oh, okay.
I went to three of this year's Eclipse, and they're all in 20s.
So there's some at the Phrase Pavilion that are free.
Really?
Yeah, and some of them are $10 if they're not.
Yeah.
You know. It might be a name, but it's somebody
that you haven't heard of.
Was that the biggest crowd of all of them you've been to?
Yeah, by far.
Is that right?
Yeah, by far.
I see Gary and Barb Saltbein was there.
Yeah, I wish we'd have known now.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of people that were there. I had no idea. Ray Snow was there, too.
I see my Snapchat was filled with people at that concert. I was like, no kidding. Yeah. Bobby Siggs.
Bobby Siggs was singing it. He started to announce his band. And he's going through, you know, and he's sweating like a pig. And all of a sudden, I don't know if he had something. He took a drink of water and he got caught. He was like,
he's going down.
I said, we just seen Bobby for the last time. I thought he was going over.
Is the Silver Bullet Band? Is that
yeah,
still
Silver Bullet?
Yeah. Yep. Bunch of old farts?
Yeah. They had to turn the page, you know, where they get, he goes, I figured I better sing this song. So he starts it. And then they put that spotlight up on his kid stand on top of a look like a speaker or something, gigantic, high in the air.
Uh-huh.
And he sings, and a saxophone player. Oh, it's tremendous.
Was it really?
Yeah. He's got some good horns. They were good.
Yeah.
They were fun to watch.
What was his encore?
Hit three times.
Really?
Yeah. They were just fired up. They kept bringing him back out. And it, actually, his encores weren't even nothing fantastic.
Yeah.
Every time he played every song he played, we knew every
right.
song.
Right. Absolutely.
They were awesome.
Neil hates Seeger.
Yeah.
Seeger's awesome.
How can you hate him?
I told Bill, I got new life watching him, 70 years old. You know he's hit it hard also.
Oh, absolutely.
He's up on stage just dancing and shaking. I said, I got 20 more good ones in me.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, we lost a couple this week.
Did we?
Steely Dan.
Ooh.
Yep.
We lost one.
And Molly Hatchet.
Ooh. Molly Hatchet?
We lost the lead singer to Molly Hatchet.
Yep. And Rocker did a little tribute to both of them.
Did he?
Last night, yeah.
Flirting with Disaster.
Molly Hatchet.
Molly Hatchet.
Molly Hatchet sings Flirting with Disaster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's their biggest hit?
That one.
No.
With that.
I don't think they had anything
else. Molly Hatchet? I thought they had a good one.
No. Motley Crue?
No, I know, but I thought Molly Hatchet had one.
Molly Hatchet's one, that was their name of their album, Flirting with Disaster.
Their top 10 songs are Flirting with Disaster, Dreams I'll Never See, Whiskey Man, Gator Country, Bounty Hunter, Fall of the Peacemakers. I never heard any of them except this one.
They got one. So.
Keep going.
That was a good one.
I'll be damned.
Oh, Molly. Molly Hatch. Say, Hagar wasn't in that, was he?
No.
No. Who was he in? Sammy Hagar was in the band, too.
Well, he...
Blanking?
Mm-hmm. The only one I know is when he subbed for Van Halen.
He was in with Van Halen, that's right.
No, he was with somebody else, wasn't he?
I thought he was, too.
I think you're right. I'm looking it up. That's what I do.
So we got Brownies and the Steelers. And the Bengals. Who's the Bengals got?
Chickenfoot.
Chickenfoot.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the newer ones, yeah.
Yep. Montrose.
let me look at my book. It might have something.
No, nothing I've ever heard of.
Nothing?
Nope.
He was, I think, known somewhere along the line before he got famous. But
the Wobberitas?
Cabo Wabo.
Yeah.
1997. Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
Tell me that guy ain't smoked a lot of dope in his days.
Whew.
He's a dope smoking fool. Yeah. I don't mind him, though.
Yeah, he's all right.
Sammy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't drive 55.
He absolutely can't. All right. I've looked that stuff up long enough.
You got her.
Yeah. All right, so the Browns open up against the Steelers. And I don't know. I like the move of getting rid of
quarterback?
No, I like the moves the Browns have made.
Got rid of Hayden?
Yeah, I just have no problems with that.
I think that I think our coach says
it's time to move on.
Yeah, I ain't mess with these guys anymore.
Yeah, it's time to get rid of the loser mentality.
They've been losers for 5 years. That's enough.
A lot of people are mad at Hayden, and Hayden went to Pittsburgh, but you know what?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. He'll get a standing ovation for Sunday.
Oh, yeah. And he'll pick one off, too.
Oh, absolutely.
He's going pick six, no doubt about it.
And there ain't no doubt he's pick six, and I agree with you.
It could be pick six for the win, too.
I agree.
Mine and show you the colors that are
red. That's a good tune.
That is a good tune.
Yeah, that was a friend of mine. That was his favorite song.
Big Pete?
Yep.
Spinning Wheels?
Spinning Wheels.
Who sang Spinning Wheels? Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yep.
Yeah, who didn't sing Spinning Wheels?
No, right. Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yep.
Or if they're still around.
Davy Clayton Thomas. Yeah, they're still, I think they might still be out touring, but Davy Clayton Thomas isn't singing, and I don't think anybody else from the band is maybe the backup saxophone player and a tambourine guy or something.
You got to take your hat off to guys 70 years old still out there singing.
Still singing.
Tony Bennett.
Oh, yeah.
He was 90?
He's at or near 90.
Yeah.
I mean, I listened to him saying, "I left my heart in San Francisco" last year on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know it's not.
It wasn't quite there, but
it was still.
Man, it was
not
really
too bad.
Good.
Yeah,
not too
it was really
good. You know, he's never had a driver's license?
Really?
Tony had? Tony never had a driver's license.
Have people take me around.
Yep. Think about it.
Ain't a bad idea.
No.
Well, if you lived in New York City, why, there's no place to park your car, so why would you have a car? No, that's not where
he left his heart there.
He did leave his heart there.
But he lived in New York City. Yep.
I'm just saying. My mom loved Tony Bennett.
Tony.
I don't blame her. How could you not? What a voice.
What a crooner.
Yep.
A good crooner.
Sinatra.
Him, awesome. Dino. Bing Crosby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love Bing Crosby.
Banger.
My favorite, my all-time favorite is Nat King Cole. I just love that voice,
Nat King Cole is good, dude.
Smooth voice, man.
Yeah. Them guys.
Like, there's nothing wrong with those other guys we talked about.
No, I agree with you.
True.
Let's take our final break of the night. 9:22, Bubba and Fee show. We're coming back. We're going to close this baby up.
Yes, sir.
We've got random stuff to talk about.
And sing karaoke for 2 hours.
Yeah, well, you never know. We've done it before.
2 hour karaoke.
Sometimes, you know, when things are slow, you just get the mic out.
Sometimes for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Back in a minute.
Wayne Street.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Polo.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco!
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
Fort Recovery football parents will be having their annual chili supper on September 15th before the football game with Coldwater. You can choose your own meal. They'll have chili, hot dogs, turkey sandwiches, drinks, dessert, and more to choose from. Just pick out what you want. Be sure to get to the Coldwater football game early on September 15th. Serving starts at 5 o'clock and goes up until game time. That's the football parents' annual chili supper before the Coldwater football game. They'll start serving at 5.
Has someone been born?
Smooth.
Unforgettable.
It's his daughter, right?
Yep.
In every way.
After he passed away?
Yep.
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
This is really
That's
good.
It's pretty good.
Man.
Was he in a wreck?
No, he can't. He died of lung cancer.
Lung cancer?
Yeah. It's incredible.
It's incredible. The Bubba and Fee show.
It is incredible. Unforgettable too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
See, now this is music.
Pretty sweet.
High on a hill. It calls my name.
Calls to me. But that's okay.
To be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars.
The horns and stuff are just perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The morning.
Nelson Riddle did the stuff. I believe he did that with this.
Very good.
One of those really good guys.
That is good, yeah.
Well, I don't care. My love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue
here's my favorite part of the song.
And Windy Sea.
My little sample's getting ready to run out.
Is it?
So we're going to go with
That's
this
good
one.
Stuff, though.
We're going to go with this one. The village green. A little Sinatra.
A little Frankie.
When I was 17.
Oh, yeah.
It was Frankie. A very good year.
Yeah. If you was a music connoisseur and you've never heard of these and you listen to them, there's no way you wouldn't fall in love with them.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you're just sitting in your bedroom and that's just good stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, they're cool cats.
Oh. Luck Be a Lady. The horns on Luck Be a Lady.
Tremendous. The brush
that I can do.
Tremendous.
Right here.
Yeah. I mean, swing it.
That, my friend, is music.
That was good old swing.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady.
We keep playing this, I guarantee you, Rams will come crash.
Look, I'm roaring in there.
Luck, if you've ever been a lady.
That was a neat show, Neat. Big Ram.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Here's another one that's pretty good.
Nice.
Some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
I've been a
puppet, a boa, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself,
you watch that old.
On my face,
I love watching old Dean Martin.
Oh, I do too.
They're classics.
And here's one of Dean's good ones.
Dean.
Hearts will play tippy tippy tay, tippy tippy tay, like a guitar and when the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazzoule.
Chester could always sing Dino.
Yeah.
What was that cigarette hanging out of his mouth? Had a drink in his hand.
Toilet paper out his pants.
He had
one cigarette in his ear.
I'll never forget the first time we did Milano's in Lima.
Yeah.
And Frank Wigeni owns it. And he was always, he didn't know about us, you know, but he heard word of mouth. But, and the first time we did it, he did his Chester sang this song with toilet paper, and it's a nice restaurant. And that Frank Wigeni, he laughed. He loved Chester.
How could you not?
He paid us $175 to do it when we first started out. The third week we was there, we took Trent Pearson, Chester, and Cliffy, and we owed $46 when it was all said and done. And I said, I'm getting my money. I'll never forget that.
That's a classic.
Here's one that Chester's known for.
What a wonderful
Louie.
Sang this last year at our benefit.
Yeah,
so.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Yep.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky.
That's a good one. We were going to talk about something, weren't we?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
How was it?
We always talk about things.
Well, so soon come I got back, we're going to talk about something.
We got most of the good stuff.
Fort football, Fort volleyball, the MAC, OSU, Browns, Bengals.
Bengals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bengals.
Was it those? No, I think we covered the junior high stuff.
Who's the Bengals play?
Who do they got? I have no idea.
I know. You know? Baltimore?
They might play.
I think it is. I believe I saw something about the Ravens this weekend.
Yeah, I think they got the Ravens.
Might be at Cincinnati.
Might be at Cincy.
Yeah.
Paul Brown.
Paul Brown Stadium.
Time we leaving Friday night. You going?
Yep.
How about volleyball game tomorrow night?
Yep.
That'd be a good one.
Should be.
I'd like to catch a little bit of the junior high game, too. Somehow.
Ooh. Where are they at?
They're here.
Who they got? Parkway?
Parkway.
Yeah. We need a win.
We do need a win.
Young kids need a win. Get some confidence.
Both teams need a win.
I agree.
I'll get her done.
You a Beatles fan, Spencer?
Yes.
The Beatles.
Almost everything they did.
Wah, Beatles. Really?
Yeah. They kind of changed music twice.
Now, you can't play whole songs?
If I'm just doing the iTunes store. It takes a long time to buy them and download them and play them. So I'm just
so everything Rocker samples. Plays, you got bought?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you don't have to buy them every time?
Well, he generally, usually 80% of what he plays is new stuff that we don't already have.
Huh. So if he buys it once, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once you buy her once?
Once you get her once, he's got her.
Yeah, yep.
So like his BG collection is consisted of what?
Let me see here. I don't know. See what we have there. We have Staying Alive, More Than a Woman, Night Fever, Lonely Days, and Jive Talk.
Lonely Days.
Lonely Days.
Wonder if this will play. I've had trouble playing it out of the out of our library, but I can play it out of the.
The thing I like about Lonely Days is it starts. It's got a beat. It's got a the boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, let's see if I can find it here.
Lonely Days.
Lonely there it Nights.
Is. Yep.
Outside the restaurant.
This one's tolerable because it's not disco.
No disco.
You don't like the Bee Gees?
I love their old stuff. When they went disco, I just hated them. Just hate them.
That was kind of more Andy, wasn't it?
I don't know. It was just disco stuff, and that just made me mad enough I started listening to country music.
Lonely days, lonely nights. Where would I be without my woman?
Barry Gibb's voice is unbelievable.
Pretty good. Really good.
Lonely nights. Where would I be without my woman?
There's a picture on Facebook this week of Jack. I think it was Erica's wedding or Ashley's wedding.
Yeah.
And he looks like Barry Gibb. He has his shirt kind of undone. He's, you know.
I did see that.
What's my favorite picture? One of my favorite pictures.
Well, this was one of the Bee Gees things that I really liked.
This is
back in the 60s, late 60s.
Talk an everlasting words and dedicate them all to me. And I will give you all my life.
That's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
This is a different one there, that era.
What? This was just where Jack liked this one. Yeah.
We used to sing.
La, la, la,
me, you, Chester, and Jack. We used to sing something.
This one.
Was this it?
Yeah.
This was it.
Yeah.
How can a loser ever win? Please help me. My broken heart. And let me live. Again.
Are they British?
Australian.
No.
Yeah.
They were?
Yeah.
See that the joke was on me. I stuck at the sky, running my
Manchester, England.
English. Uh-huh. English. Out the Dottie. My brother Joe is in Italy.
Yeah.
The ice kills
me. Did he take a wrong turn somewhere?
Took a wrong turn.
He's unbelievable, ain't he?
Yeah. Crystal clear Adriatic. Adriatic. He's unbelievable.
You watch any of the U.S. Open tennis?
I happen to see a little bit of it today.
I sneak in there a little bit.
Around noonish.
It is good stuff. Like, Federer plays Nadal now in the semis.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd
be good.
Then. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Venus plays that Sloan. the other black girl from United States in the semifinals. Venus, 37 years old.
Venus, if you will.
Happy 31st birthday.
Who's 51st birthday?
31st birthday.
Who we got?
Our son, Michael Ryan Bratz.
Who?
That'd be Kim's cousin, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Reds won again today.
Reds are hot.
Brian Price and the whole
he's back.
They're all coming back. Yep. I like it.
Bring them back.
Well deserved.
Bring them back. The bad thing is we did the same thing last year, though. We got hot at the end of the year. Played pretty good.
Yeah, but these young arms we got, I like them. This Castillo, the kid that pitched today.
I think they got to be getting
it. This kid's going to be the real deal.
I think, too. Yeah. They get some experience.
Yeah, we need to trade for a big arm next year.
Big arm?
A stud.
About a home run hitter.
Jesus, we got...
Although we're hitting home runs right and left.
Yeah.
Billy broke his hand today. Broke his finger.
Oh, Billy did?
Yeah.
I think I heard there's 20... Or 20. Five Reds with 20 home runs or more.
Is there really?
Yeah. I think somebody hit one yesterday. It put him...
Billy had a walk-off.
Fifth one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the one.
Monday.
Yeah. No, that's number four for Billy.
Billy don't have too many homers.
No. Okay. That was but somebody...
throw that guy out of the
last day or two.
He's got a cannon.
Billy can play.
He can play.
He's batting 245, 250.
Yeah. That's all he's got.
Yeah.
He's got to get... Right. If he can get to 260, he's phenomenal.
That's right.
Or walk every time he's up.
So
he just has to get on base.
Yep. So we can review. We got St. Henry tomorrow.
Yep.
Big at St. Henry.
At St. Henry.
Get over there.
Yep. Cheer him on.
Saturday or Friday night we're going to Parkway. Huge football game.
Yep. Big game. We gotta have this one.
Yep. And then Saturday we got the JV here.
Yep.
So it's a great day. We got the Buckeyes Saturday night.
Saturday night Bucks.
Yeah.
Browns open up Sunday.
I can't wait. What a weekend.
It's going to be a great week.
It's going to be good. And it's all St. Joe Festival. And they'll have
St. Joe Festival.
Next weekend, we'll have Brent in here and we'll talk about the week that was and we'll go from there.
Yep.
St. Joe Festival always has the games on TV.
They'll have the big games out there.
Browns, Buckeyes. And then during until we get the game well under control, we'll have Fort Recovery Radio on
there
and listen to the Parkway game out there. So
we'll have that perfect under control.
Yep.
Thanks everybody for listening. Go Indians.
Go Indians.
Love
See you next week.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.